Alka-Seltzer, first aid for the relief of headaches, acid indigestion, and muscular aches and pains. Alka-Seltzer brings you Hilltop House.
Hello there, this is Durward Kirby. Say, perhaps you've heard about people who can lie down anywhere and sleep for 15 minutes to a half hour and then get up and continue their work. They can relax that easily. Well, most of us aren't made like that. We need to go to bed at night and get a full night's sleep. And if some nights you have trouble relaxing because of a tense, nervous, overwrought feeling, why don't you try Miles Nervine? Miles Nervine can help you relax. It lets you sleep. It doesn't put you to sleep, so you don't feel so let down the next day. Why not see how Miles Nervine can help you? It's pleasant to take, and you'll find it effective in helping to calm that jumpy, jittery feeling. It's a good thing to keep Miles Nervine handy in your medicine cabinet. So just ask your druggist for Miles Nervine, effervescent tablets or liquid. It's easy to buy. Follow the label, avoid excessive use. Remember, Miles Nervine, when you want to soothe your nerves and go to sleep. Now, Hilltop House.
Oh, Miss Julie, it doesn't make any difference to me if I'm at Hilltop or at your house. I'll come with you if that's what you want. I really don't care.
This was the first discouraged response I'd had from this unhappy teenage girl. I couldn't leave Babs at the orphanage near Leonard and his mother, who were responsible for her unnecessary heartache. I thought of what was good for her, but at the very same moment, I thought also of my husband. Our marriage was still new, and every hour we shared had a special meaning because of the doctor's prediction about Reed's health. He was happy now that I'd begun to work with the Hilltop children again, but bringing Babs to our home was quite another thing. I was just a little anxious as we drove up, and I saw him come out.
Hi there, sweetheart.
Hello, Reed. We're here. I've got Babs with me.
Oh, I saw somebody else in the car. Didn't think it'd be you, Babs. Come on in.
I'm leaving the car in the drive.
Oh, you always do, my love.
You are?
Well, who always runs it into the garage?
I guess you do, darling.
See how she makes me work, Babs? You think my wife's starting to take me for granted?
What? I'm sorry, I didn't
hear you. Babs is spending the night with us, dear.
Tonight?
Yes.
Oh, well, fine. Make yourself home, Babs.
It's Miss Julie's idea.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, Julie always gets the good ones. Say, how about a fire in the living room? Feels cool enough.
Well, it's late, dear, and Babs is tired.
Yes, I'd like to go right up if you don't mind.
Well, whatever you like.
Miss Julie, you don't have to bother with me anymore. I know where the guest room is.
Well, I'll be right with you, honey.
Good night, Babs.
Good night. You really don't have to come up, Miss Julie.
See what goes.
I'll explain later, dear. I hope you don't mind.
Well, now that you're home, I don't mind so much.
She was pretty hysterical, so I stayed at Hilltop to calm her down.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just be a few minutes, dear. I'd like to make Babs feel that she's wanted here. All right?
Oh, sure, she's welcome. I'll drive the car in. By that time, you'll be down, huh?
Mm-hmm. You're a darling. Thanks. Babs? Are you all right, honey?
It wasn't right for you to bring me.
Oh, why not?
I saw the way Reed looked.
Oh, now, what are you imagining? He was surprised, that's all.
Why should he want me here? Reed doesn't need orphans around.
Aren't you forgetting something?
What?
Remember when you went to Reed and told him of your disappointment about not having a party dress? Well, if he didn't consider that you were somebody special, if he didn't care about your feelings, do you think he'd have bought you a new dress?
He felt sorry for me.
No, honey. He wanted you to have a wonderful time at Nancy's party.
It was just 2 weeks ago, and it seems like a million years. What a kid I was then, thinking a dress would set me up right and Len would forget I was an orphan if I looked like all the other girls. Well, now I know. When you're an orphan, you're just a nobody, and nothing will ever cover that up.
Well, I know it isn't paradise to be an orphan. And there's no sense in trying to be a Pollyanna about that. To lose your mother and father and to be deprived of the love of the two people who'd be the closest to you in the whole world, that's getting the worst possible deal from life.
But you weren't an orphan, so how can you know the way I feel?
Well, when a person's deeply hurt, no matter what causes it, don't you believe the pain is always the same? Everybody with feelings knows it's not possible to live without experiencing some kind of pain. But knowing there's somebody who loves us can make the pain just a little easier to bear. Now look at me, honey. I couldn't love you more if you were my own child. Won't you believe me and try to have a little faith in me?
Well, maybe you understand how I feel, but Reed can't. And if you'd asked him, I bet he wouldn't have wanted me here tonight. I don't want him feeling pity for me. I'm just sick and tired of having people sorry for me.
Well, let's be fair, honey. Now, Reed isn't responsible for your hurt. And if you'll look at the facts, wherever your life has touched his, Reed's done what he could to make things a little nicer for you. Now, does he really deserve this unfriendliness?
I guess I've got nothing against him. Well, he's never made me feel like I'm an orphan. Not the way Mrs. Clabber and Len have.
Well, honey, there'll always be people to find ways of making others feel small. It's because they're twisted and sick inside that they take pleasure in hurting others. And then they excuse it by saying they're just being honest. And there's nothing shameful or degrading about being an orphan. And you've every right to ask people not to think any the less of you. And I'm going to see that your rights are respected.
Oh, if only I'd been lucky enough to get adopted. When Marcia was alive, I used to envy her so. She was lucky getting adopted by Reed, because she was pretty old for an adoption. At Hilltop, it's always the littlest kids they want.
I'm awful sorry you didn't get adopted, Babs. You wouldn't be human if you weren't a little bit envious of somebody else's good luck. But we have to fight envy in ourselves, honey. And find out how to value what's good in the things that we do have.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'm tired.
That's all right, honey. We've talked enough for one evening. Bed's the place for you. Do you have enough blankets, do you think?
Mm-hmm. It's nice of you to bother with me, and I do feel better being away from Hilltop. Since I am here, maybe I just won't go to school tomorrow, huh?
Well, we can decide in the morning. Good night, dear. Sleep well.
Good night. Oh, and tell Reed I hope he doesn't mind my being here too much.
Reed? I smell smoke.
Oh, you sure do, Mrs. Nixon. I'm smoking up your new drapes.
That's a big help. Let's open some of the windows.
Put a match to the kindling. Too late did I remember the chimneys have flues that should be opened. You and I will end up with the distinction of being the only couple in Glendale with hickory smoke drapes.
Oh. Fresh air. I'll have hickory smoked bacon, if you don't mind.
Right now?
You know, it's an idea with scrambled eggs.
It's kind of early for breakfast.
I don't think I had enough dinner.
Oh, no alibis necessary. I can get used to a fat wife.
I really didn't know, because I was worrying about that.
How come you brought her over?
Forgive me, will you? For not calling to check. I knew Babs wouldn't have come. She feels terribly unwanted. And I didn't have the heart to leave her at Hilltop.
What's upset her?
Well, Leonard's mother had her say, and then he had his.
What's eating them?
Oh, you know how ambitious Mrs. Clabber is for a son. I guess she's afraid Leonard was getting serious about Babs.
Is that so bad? She's sure crazy about him.
No, he's invited another girl to the football game.
Oh, that's a shame.
And Babs was so sure he'd invite her, she turned Conrad down.
Now she's left out in the cold. Poor kid.
Well, it's bigger than a bid to the game, Reed. Her whole Self-acceptance seems to be at stake in getting this invitation. Leonard's mother told her that he'll be dating girls of Glendale's best families from now on, not orphans. And that's what's done the real damage.
I hope you tell that woman off.
Well, helping Babs get over this is more important right now. She really believes that she's inferior to other girls.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Darling, I hope you can help me convince her of that. The reason for bringing Babs here. She's got to believe that we don't look down on her, that we accept her and love her.
Well, sure, she's welcome. I was sort of surprised when you came in with her, but I'm glad you did. I've always had a special feeling for Babs because of Marcia.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if you really want to make this work out, and I'm all in favor, why not ask her to stay with us for a week or two?
Mm-hmm.
Just to help her snap out of this mood.
Reed, you do understand, don't you, darling? You really don't mind having Babs here.
Not when that poor kid needs us.
She does, terribly. I was so scared you'd think I was dragging Hilltop into our home. I did think of us, honey. Of what our time together means.
Julie, we've got to act towards life as if it's going to be like this for a long, long time. We have enough happiness here to share a little with Babs.
Here are two young housewives. They've met in town for lunch and a full afternoon of shopping. And they've just finished lunch. Let's listen.
Well, let's get going. Those bargains won't wait. Laura, I hate to disappoint you, but I'm just going to have to beg off going shopping. I've got a headache. I'm sorry.
Well, don't you be sorry. I know how pesky headaches can be. We'll just get you some Alka-Seltzer. You know, first aid for a headache.
Goodness, you sound like a salesman.
Yes, I guess I could be. Herb and I have relied on Alka-Seltzer for years. Works wonders for a headache. Come on, let's find a drugstore. Then on to the bargain counters.
Yes, whatever the time or place, don't let a headache spoil your day. Take Alka-Seltzer. Drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer and see how quickly it can relieve the pain of a headache. How quickly you can enjoy that feel-better feeling. So next time you have a headache, remember, gentle, speedy Alka-Seltzer. Enjoy it by the glass at the soda fountain of any drugstore. Buy it by the package at the drug counter. That's Alka-Seltzer, first aid for a headache. Again to our story for a moment. Babs tried to sleep, but couldn't. She kept thinking.
They're only being kind to me. I don't belong here. I can't stay here. I can't.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow to another exciting episode of Hilltop House, written by Addie Richton and Lynn Stone. Julie is played by Jan Miner. Phil Sterling is Reed. Regina Juvan is Babs. Mother, have you ever tried One-A-Day brand multiple vitamins at your house? You may not know that One-A-Day brand multiples supply all you normally need to take of all the vitamins proved necessary. That's very important because, you see, when you take One-A-Day brand multiples regularly, every day, they prevent vitamin shortage. A vitamin shortage in both youngsters and grown-ups is one of the common causes of a tire-easy, rundown, listless feeling. And you should know this, too. They're in easy-to-swallow tablet form that leave no unpleasant aftertaste. And One-A-Day brand multiple vitamins now contain vitamin B12. Why don't you make it every day for One-A-Day brand multiple vitamins at your house? Look for the vitamins in the blue box with the big red one. Just ask your druggist for One-A-Day brand multiple vitamin tablets. Listen to Hilltop House tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday. This is Durward Kirby speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.